Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Body and the Beast podcast. Coming straight into your ears for the next few hours are your awesome hosts, Dan Meredith and Jamie Alderton.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to another episode of the Body and the Beast. I am your body, Jamie Alderton.
And I am your beast, Dan Meredith. And there was a pause there. Because what I was going to do, and I like to usually insert some sort of humorous word before I call myself beast, but I am, as of recording this, 3 days away from the biggest event I've done in, I think, 5 years, and my brain just turned to soup, as is wont to do just before you do such things. So this will be a good podcast, but yeah, it's a good podcast. We planned it. But outside of that, there's not as much going on in the creative banks today, Jamie.
So yeah, we thought we'd shift gears a little bit on this with some ponderings, and we always have a chat.
Whose ponderings are we going to be talking about, Jamie?
We're talking about pond scum today. Pond scum.
Pond scum.
And it's really like, and I'm sure people listening to this have kind of seen the internet, just seen the way that things are going with the way that people comment. And, you know, like, here's the thing. I thought, well, hang on a minute. I don't get fed shit that much. But it just seems to be, no matter what the post is on social media, people have got just shit to talk about when it comes to it. And a lot of it came from a post which I actually deleted this week. And it was really just talking about something that I found funny for many years, where people have called me like a fake natty. I think that's the word. And that I've been lying for all these years about taking steroids to try and sell people a dream or something. I don't know. And as soon as someone's head, they've got it in their head that you are this thing, it's as if like nothing else matters that you say, you do, or you are as a person. Because one of the problems that I see on the internet these days is people are getting more and more detached from reality, as in they feel that they can say whatever they like on social media and there's no repercussions, or it's not real life, so the people that you're actually saying it to aren't real. And this is the strangest thing, because I think our mothers always said, I think even it was in the Bible, do not to others that which you do to yourself, or do not do to yourself that which you do to others. And, you know, I think that's the posh word of saying, look, if you don't act like a dickhead, if you don't want people to, you know, treat you like a dickhead. And yeah, it just blows my mind, the pond scum negativity that people have online, as if it's going to help them in some way better their life. And it's just really confuses me why people invest so much time and effort into tearing other people down and not any time whatsoever in lifting themselves up.
And you can see why. You know, we try and encourage people to put themselves out there, to write posts, to publish, to do videos, to create things, you know, to network, do all of that sort of stuff. You know, this is how you build a business. You do need to do a mixture of, there's lots of things you need to do, but, you know, putting yourself out there, connecting with people, promoting yourself, talking about what you offer is a big part of it. And, you know, attention is one of the most powerful currencies in business. You've got someone's attention, then you can, you know, use that in a good way or in a bad way. But we've been doing this a long time, so our skins are fairly thick. I know you've got a lot more stick than I have. I've had moments of it, and it does hurt. And it is, you know, it's not nice, especially if you really haven't done anything wrong, or you're trying to help someone, or you're trying to do something useful, share your experience, share your story, share your journey. The internet is a fucking savage battleground. You could do the most innocuous, nicest, most positive posts ever, and then some little cockwomble will just come along and start tearing into you for absolutely no reason. Now, don't get me wrong. Good, what I call good-natured trolling is fun. So the odd savage comment, if it's done wittily, funny, is creative. Like, I've had some leveled at me that I've looked at and I'm like, that's actually fucking funny. That's made me laugh, but it's creative. But the nastiness and the negativity, it really seems to be endemic at the moment. And honestly, I think just a lot of people aren't happy right now. I cannot put my finger on it. I think it's a mixture of still some hangover from the pandemic. I think some of the things that were done then have bled into real life now. Cost of living has gone up, and that has affected everyone. And honestly, I think people are just a little bit jaded online, and they think they can act and be however the fuck they want because they're sat in the comfort of their own homes, in their bedroom, in their car, at work, wherever it is, just tapping away on a keyboard. And there's a real person at the other end of that. And people don't realize that in the real world, if you spoke to someone like that, you'd probably get a slap.
Yeah, I'd be interested, you know, like get to put some of this jujitsu skills to work and choke some fuckers out, I think. But the thing is that I remind myself, and one of the main reasons I deleted the post, it wasn't because people were talking negative about me. It's because, like I was saying with Pondscom, it was starting to fester into the comments. And then I was just like, wow, this is firstly, the context has gone wrong on this post. People have taken it the wrong way. Because a lot of it was saying, if you did what I did for 25 years and you didn't get any results, there's no hope for you. And people looked at that as if to say, like, I'm talking down. It's like, no. This is what I'm trying to say. I was like, if you did what I did for 25 years, lifted weights, you know, built up your knowledge on nutrition and training, competed at a high level, there would be no hope for you because it would be near on impossible for you not to have results. So that's why I said no hope, because that wouldn't even be a conversation. And we see this all the time. For the last 10 years working with clients, I say, I've never had somebody come around to me and say, Jay, I followed your plan to the letter and got no results. It's when they go off from that plan. It's like, you know, when you're coaching people in business, no one's ever turned around to you, Dan, and gone, Dan, I followed everything that you said and still nothing. It's because most of the time, it's because they're not doing the things which they're supposed to do. And, you know, consistently training for 25 years in the gym, it's not easy. You know, doing 7,400 7,400 Instagram posts in 10 years is not an easy thing to do. You know, but then what happens is you get the results from this consistent action. And one of the things I find,
but you know what, you're not selling something sexy, Jamie. That's the problem. The thing is, that's where the issue is. The internet is, you know, it's designed to trigger God knows how many neurochemical responses in our brain. Quick sells, new sells, rapid sells, you know, anything that can be done with less effort, push a button, just take this pill, you know, only 10 minutes a day, fucking whatever. That makes you go, oh, that sounds good. I do that because I don't want to do the work. Me and Jamie, I'd say, you know, we both do well in business in our sort of respective fields, but I'd say one of the problems, and you can obviously counter this, Jay, that maybe I think me and you have, is that we don't really sell quick fixes. You know, we have short sprints and short trainings, which are really good. Like, you've got your 6-week shreds, and I've done these grit trainings, which are little 4-week sprints, but they're not designed to be everything. It's designed to kind of get you leveled up quickly, hopefully build a couple of new habits, and then kind of like get the momentum going to keep going on to the next thing. But do you know what? A lot of the people who are peddling this quick fix lifestyle are the ones who've spent years actually doing it, and actually years and years and years. And I think I said it on a podcast before. There was someone who was, you know, talking about peace and flow and the fact that it's easy and you just let it's all abundant and you don't need to hustle. And I was like, I was friends with this fucker for like 7 years, watching them cross post on 6 different platforms, 4 to 6 times per day, 7 days a week, all the time that I knew them. We even went out for dinner and they did 3 posts at fucking dinner. And I was like, it's just full of bullshit. But I'm going round and round in circles here, but I'm going to come back to another point you said as well about the people giving you shit and the pond scummery is, you know, we've both, you know, had our detractors over the years, but mostly positive, you know, mostly positive, I'd say, for both of us. But one thing I have noticed, and this is useful for you, listener, as well, you tend not to get any shit from people doing better than you. I've never had anyone more successful than me, further ahead than me, have achieved more than me, go out of their way to attack me and give me shit. It always is from the bottom up. It's always people who are doing less than I'm doing, who haven't achieved what I have. And for whatever reason, I am their fucking target that day. They are the people that give you shit. And do you know what? When you start to realize that, it never comes from above, it comes from below.
Yeah, and whenever I'm approached with this negativity and that, it doesn't bother me because of A, I've been doing it this long, and B, I understand that hurt people hurt people. And something that I said as a kind of an analogy, which I said for years, is Dan, if I knocked on your door and you opened it and I said, Dan, you don't know me, I don't know you, but can I come into your living room and take a shit on the floor? What would you say?
Sorry, I was not expecting that. I'd, you know, politely tell you to go fuck yourself, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Yet, what we do is we scroll through the internet and we allow people to shit on our minds every single day. And what we forget is that we've got the key to this door. And actually, like, we don't have to open it. We don't have to let pond scum in. We can choose not to respond. We can choose to respond positively. There's nothing, like, if I'm saying the sky is blue and someone shouts at me, the sky is pink, Jay. I'm like, do you know what, mate? You're absolutely right. Cool. I'm wrong. The sky is fucking pink. Have a good day and get on with my day. And he's going to walk away going, ah, he thought the sky was blue. The sky is pink. And he's going to go and argue with somebody else that you know, this shirt is fucking blue. And it's like, whatever, mate. Whatever helps you get through the day is absolutely fine. But once again, when you look at people who do this, it's usually people who have a private account, have a meme or something in their profile picture, and their enjoyment comes from doing this.
From bringing up down others.
So, and of course, they get kicks from it because aggravating people that, you know, in their head seem to have it all figured out, newsflash, they don't, is a worthwhile pursuit. So just like, well,
I've done it before. I've had someone who was fucking with me and I just thought, you know what? I'm going to play with them today. And it is this, I was going back to the playground here and I replied to every message that they sent me with, I know you are, you said you are, but what am I? And I could see them absolutely losing their fucking mind in my DMs, no matter how vitriolic, how personal, how shitty it got, all I would reply was, I know you are, you said you are, but what am I? To the point they blocked me. And I was like, yes, I won. I broke the troll. But ultimately, when you start putting yourself out there, especially if you are promoting, you know, yourself, a personal brand, a business, a product, something like that, okay? You know, a day-to-day social media user, you know, like my mum, for example, she uses social media for birthdays, seeing what I'm up to, you know, seeing what her friends are up to. You know, that's like a normal social media user. But a lot of people listening to us will, you know, have some sort of business or entrepreneurship tilt. And social media, marketing, putting yourself out there is a part of it. And we just wanted to sort of almost make you aware that at some point you're going to get some shit. It doesn't matter what you do, how positive the thing you create, do, market is, how lovely a human being you are. Someone at one day is going to give you shit. The pond scum will surface. And it's just, if it's already happened to you and you're listening, you'll know what we're talking about. Well, hopefully you're smiling along. But if it hasn't yet, it will. And if it does, I want to say to you, don't worry. What they want from you is a reaction. They want you to get upset. They want you to comment. They want to give you shit. Okay. Now, I'm not saying having your beliefs fixed is a good thing either. Like, I've had conversation with people. I've had polite debates with people. Someone shared a difference of opinion on something. I'm quite open to learning and exploring new things. And if someone can have a proper conversation, like a grown-up, explain their point of view in a way that makes you think, actually, that is a different way. Let's talk about it. I'm always open, always interested on finding out different things, different opinions, different beliefs, and so on and so forth. But as a rule, most of the people that tend to give you shit don't really have a dog in the fight and just want to give you crap. And they will win if you stop. Okay? if you stop. And if the pond scum does rise in your life, personally or professionally, the one thing you've got to do is keep going. Because firstly, that's what you need to do anyway for your own success. And secondly, it just irks them even more. If you keep going, no matter how much shit they give you, if you believe in what you do, you know what you're saying is valid. It's from the good, you know, it's from a good place. You're not trying to intentionally mislead or hurt or trigger someone. Just fucking ignore these idiots and keep going.
Yeah, 100%. And it's why you don't play chess with pigeons, because they're just shit on the board.
You're fucking full of them today.
You don't play chess with pigeons because they'll just knock the pieces over, shit all over the board, and strut around like they've won anyway. So that's it. And I think it's important to have these mental models, because this allows me to have that gap before responding. I'm like, oh, that person, when I see like a long post, I'm like, that, firstly, it's not about me, it's about them. Secondly, hurt people hurt people. Thirdly, don't argue with strangers on the internet. There are a few things which I'm going to give you if you do want to argue with strangers on the internet. Now,
go on then.
By the way, I don't do these things, but if you want to have some fun, you can. Number one, Socratic method is great. So if you really want to waste people's time, you ask questions. So I thought it was this. Can you explain to me why it's that? Once again, doesn't take you long to do, but then they have to then spend a lot of time explaining themselves. So if they spent 20 minutes writing a post and you write a 9-word response going, that's really interesting. I thought it was this. What are your thoughts? Once again, you are trolling them because you are causing them to waste time. So that's number one. Number two, if there is a real piece of shit that you want to scare, and this works very well, you go into if it's on Instagram, what you do is you log out of Instagram. Make a note, however, of their Instagram handle. Let's just call it @pondscum. Okay, so we log out, and what we do is we go into Instagram, we log back in, and we go, forgot username and password. And then it will say, please enter your username and we'll send you a authority code to enter to confirm that you're you. So then what you do is you enter @pondscum and then press get authority. And what will happen is Instagram will send a text message to @pondscum to check that it's them. And of course, that'd be very weird for them, because it's like, because in @pondscum's head, somebody's trying to hack into their account. When in actual fact, it's just saying that there's a password reset come through or a forgot password come through and we just need to check it's you. What you then do is you log back into your account and then you message them and say, hey, stop writing shit on my post. I've just passed on your details to a hacker that I use to find out your IP address. And if you don't want me knocking at your door, you'll stop. That will scare the absolute shit out of them, because they've just had that ping and they've just had a message from you. If you want to do that,
fucking hell. I was not expecting that on this conversation
today,
Jay.
But hey, you know, like, here's the thing. I don't do this. I'm a bit of an IT geek. I know how to do it.
I know things.
Work very, very well, but I know things. And I've never got to the point of going, But if I was to get to the point where someone is literally stepping over the line, say that, you know, they mentioned something about my family or that, that's exactly what I would do.
Mm-hmm. So okay. sociopathic twist. Fucking hell, mate. Oh, for those... Now, obviously, for those of you listening, like, me and Jay record this with video so we can see each other and interact, you know, better, and, you know, work off verbal cues when we're having a conversation. You wouldn't have seen this, but I was literally just holding my head in my hands, looking at the screen going, what the fuck? Like, I was am I friends with a fucking psycho?
But no, it's just utilizing something that is a security measure to stop people hacking your account that actually just automatically text, like... One of the things that you actually do is it says we just sent a text message to, and it will give you the last three digits of that number. So if you, and here's a weird statistic.
Jay, this is getting darker. Go on.
No. This is not dark. This is just based on this is just based on statistics and psychology. Statistics show that a high percentage of people that are commenting shit on your thing are using a pseudonym account and are actually probably one of your closest people that you know. Which is even which is even more bonkers. And one of the reasons that they found and this is that if those last three are in your phone as a number, then
you can suss out who it is.
And you and honestly, it might shock you who is actually doing that. So
God, that's wild.
It is wild. And I think one of the things that they found on Twitter, because Twitter did this, that you know, we're saying people are more success, like people talking shit that are more successful than you. Some of the most evil, disgusting trolls they found on the on Twitter were people who were very financially successful, who were very, you know, like who were, you know, just bored, and they just got into
just
this habit
to
of
fuck
just
with people.
Yeah, and it's just like a lot of people who are actually doing this. Sometimes it's very easy to say, "Oh, they're not in a good place." That, but just some people are just fucking
some people
pond
just
scum.
Sticks.
Some people are just pond scum.
Yeah, they are.
And when you expose these people, you watch how much they backtrack. What it's not until you know, I'd love social media to be able to. And the argument for this would be, of course, oh no, we don't want the government taking all our stuff. But you know, to actually put your driving license and your passport in to be able to create a social media account would really stop people doing the shit that they would do.
No, they were.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate. And I look, because you can be anonymous, like people can, you know, be, you know, it's good in a way because you can explore things and ask questions. And if you're nervous about stuff, you know, I've got, you know, a couple of very close friends who have explored things with regard to their gender and their sexuality, and they wanted to do that privately and anonymously, and I completely understand that they're good friends of mine, and they've sort of explained to me why they need, you know, they felt they needed that anonymity. And this is going back, you know, some years ago, more sort of blogging and stuff like that now. But I do think you can understand, I said, if you are putting yourself out there, hopefully this won't happen that often. It doesn't tend to happen super often, but the more you push yourself out there, the more you share your opinions and your beliefs, the more chance you are of having to do it. But this is, and I'm going to say the real life version of this in just a moment, which is what I wanted to touch on, because you get real life pond scum as well as digital pond scum. You can block, delete, unfollow, and you can literally remove anyone. And one of the things that I had to do when I went through, let's just say my cup wasn't empty, but it wasn't full either. Wasn't in a bad place, but I wasn't topped up and I was stretched a little bit thin. I was redlining a little bit. My sleep wasn't optimal. Had a lot of stress. You know, I was finding myself waking up, you know, thinking throughout the night. So I wasn't at my best. And there's a few people that I would class as friends, people that I actually have broke bread with, hung out with, you know, done stuff with, who had lent more towards being a little bit more spicy and a little bit more polarizing. And do you know what? I just snoozed them. I muted them. I just literally cut their existence out of my feed. Because I was finding in my less than full state, them being triggering. And some of the stuff they're saying was like overly simplistic. It was a bit patronizing. They weren't bad people though. I knew these people. I've spent time with them and this is going on. This is, you know, some time ago. But I just thought, you know what? I need to not see your shit because I actually like you as a person. I like you as an individual, but your content is fucking me off. And I'm conscious of why. So I was obviously mindful of my own reasons. And I just thought, you know what? I actually want to keep that friendship. You know, we've got each other's mobile numbers. We chat on WhatsApp. We've spoken in person. This, I have a connection. I don't need to see your shit. I just don't need to see it because it is winding me up. It's pissing me off. And this is the thing. You can curate what you put, as what you say, into your own head. You know, letting someone into your house to take a shit on your carpet is what you're doing when you're letting these toxic accounts, this content that isn't enriching your life or isn't making you feel good about yourself. You know, I've got, you know, a friend of mine who has achieved an awful lot of success and he was really happy and I was happy for him, you know, showing off his cars and his watches and his holidays and, you know, all stuff that he'd worked for, you know, he'd worked very hard for it. But I, you know, he sort of said he hadn't seen me on his post for a little while. And I said, like, mate, honestly, I personally found it a little bit vulgar and I know why he was doing it. It was a marketing tact. I said, look, mate, we're still pals, but I don't want to see you all this all these shiny baubles and things. Like, I've, you know, and I've been there and I've done that myself, and I look back and I cringe when I was sharing all the stuff that I had. It's just, you know, I've grown up a little bit, and he's gone through that phase now, but didn't mean he was a bad person. It's just, I didn't want to see it. I found it a bit crass and a little bit vulgar. So I thought, I'm just going to mute him for a little while. Still pals this day. It's no issues whatsoever. He's not grown up a little bit. Doesn't feel he needs to validate himself on the internet. And he said he's having a wholly more enjoyable experience, because he used to get people giving him shit for showing off his stuff. Humans are fucking weird. But as we know, we've talked a lot about online, but it's the same in the offline world as well. If there are people that are, and it's going to be difficult if it's like a family member or a partner or someone you're living with or something like that, you know, you need to have an honest conversation with those people. But if there is someone that is constantly negative, dragging you down, making you feel less than, if you cannot resolve that with a conversation and, you know, work, especially if it's a, you know, a partner or a loved one, sometimes you do need to, you know, you have to invest time and energy in it. Get rid of them. Like, I used to, and I'll hold my hands up here, I hung on to people for far too long. Like, you know, the relationship personally or professionally had expired, and I hung on to it for longer than I should have, where I should have just let it fucking go. These are people that, I'm not saying are bad people, I don't really have a bad word to say about anyone, but we were no longer in alignment. We didn't agree on certain things. You know, what we wanted from life wasn't the same. Our opinions have changed. You know, your stuff changes. It's, you know, time marches on. What I believed when I wrote my first book, for example, I still believe in a lot of it. There's a lot of things that I've learned now that are, I don't believe in as well, because I've experienced 8 years of life and my own personal beliefs and methodologies have changed and evolved. People come into your life and people go out of your life. But if someone is constantly dragging you down and making you feel less than and giving you shit, especially if you want to better yourself, if you cannot solve that with a conversation, cut them out. And if you know, and it might sound really harsh and overly simplistic, but other people's opinions don't pay my bills, don't put fuel in my car, don't put food in my belly, don't secure my sister's future, don't allow me to help other people. All they do is stop me from being my best. And if you cannot support me, if you don't like me, if you don't like what I stand for, how I've done things, that's fine. That's your opinion and you are absolutely entitled to it. But do you know what? Fuck off over there with it, because I'm not interested.
And I think that that kind of mindset is so, so important. And it's just like this... We talk about the self-awareness, and I think we've spoken about this before, about having a balance between high internal self-awareness and high or low external self-awareness. And some of the things that you need to work on is when you interact with people and when they leave or when they go, you ask yourself, do I feel like, do I feel better having spoken to that person, or do I feel worse having spoken to that person? And I've
forgotten. That's a really good exercise, mate.
And I think somebody, and I can't remember who it is, said that there are three types of people. There's plus people, there's minus people, and there's multipliers. And I love this, because it's like, cool. There are some people that you meet and they are, of course, in the minus category, as in you feel worse, you feel insecure, you feel drained every time you speak to that person. And it's easy enough to write down a list and put this minus, plus, and multiplication. So the plus one is, of course, when you leave that person, you feel great. You know, they've helped you in some way. They're, you know, you've spoken, you've had a bit of a laugh, and then you've got multipliers. And those multipliers is, not only do those people add to your life, but they change your life. And when you've spent some time with them, you get new ideas, you get, you know, inspiration, you get this newfound energy. And you know that, you know, when you spend a bit of time around those multipliers, you genuinely leave feeling not just good, but you're fired up and focused, like, fucking let's go. And it's important to literally, and it's, you know, this is Jay's sociopath session today, but literally, like, one of the thing, there's two things I do. Firstly, go onto WhatsApp, write down the names of every single person, like the last 20 people that you interact with on WhatsApp, and then write a plus, a minus, or a multiplication to them. If you've got no multiplications, then you need to go and find some multipliers. You might actually need to cross their palm with silver, because generally, you know, they're the ones who are going to help you succeed in some way. Make sure that you've got plenty of pluses, okay? You don't need a massive amount, but three or four of those are going to be changing your life. And if you've got more people with the negative than you have with the positive, you know where you need to focus on. So I think that is just super, super important. There's another one which I use, which is very interesting, is Google Photos. So Google Photos is great. You can have terabytes and terabytes of information. And it basically, I've backed up my phone since 2012 on there. So it's great that I can type in like the word pizza, and it will show me all the pictures I've ever taken of pizza for the last 12 years, which is really easy, really great when, like, for example, you'll turn around to me and go, oh, when did we last go Hawksmoor? You know, like, and then all I type in, well, it's easy to find, because then I type in steak or that, and then I can find all the pictures of steak. And then, of course, I only really take pictures of Hawksmoor steak because I absolutely love it. So I can actually then, it doesn't take me long to filter that out. But something else Google Photos has is it has pictures of people that you know, and it basically categorizes everyone based on face. And that top list of about 20 faces are the people that you've spent most of the time with, because you've got pictures of them. And actually, that's a really good thing, because it literally shows you your entire friends list in facial pictures. And you can and then you can go around with your little plus, minus, and multiplication and do that as an experiment. And here's the thing, like, you're not going to tell all these people, go, by the way, you're a plus, you're a minus, you're a multiplication. But it's just like tracking your macros, okay? Once again, it sounds a bit weird, but what it's going to do is allow you to find some tool of measurement to see where you're fucking up. And if you start to go, fuck, I've got all these negative people in my life, no wonder I'm pissed off. Or fuck, I've got no multipliers in my life, no wonder I'm not getting where it is that I need to get. You're not going to go, fuck, I've got all these pluses in my life and I feel terrible. Okay, so once again, it's going to allow you, very much like macros, if you track your macros for 2 weeks, you're going to find out where you're fucking up with your diet. If you track who you interact with within these apps and, you know, within WhatsApp and the Google Photos, if you've got it, you're going to find out where it is that you're going wrong with the environment that you're surrounding yourself with.
And you know what? You gave me a really good thought on that, because I did a very similar thing, and it was literally just plus minus zero and track it, you know, same kind of thing. Instead of the multipliers, it was like, you know, this person is added to your life, taken away from your life, was just neutral, and obviously trying to get the balance right. But one thing we always have to be mindful, and this might be kind of a good bit to kind of close on really, is we've spoken about, you know, self-awareness, and obviously, you know, we're, you know, people are not scum. Okay, we was just pond scum. It was just, you know, a little bit of, we were just laughing about it before the podcast. It was like, that sounds like a good title for the podcast as well. Everyone's got a journey. Everyone's going through stuff. Everyone has different backgrounds and assets and struggles and pain, all that kind of stuff. We're not not uncaring to that. No. But you've also got to be mindful of yourself. You know, of this plus, minus, multiplier. Are you a plus? Are you a multiplier? Are you a minus? And I say this because I've got really good friends, you know, yourself included, and I've gone through a couple of periods where, and I don't mind this, I was down. I was I wouldn't say depressed, but I was in a funk, probably better, you know, over the years. And it gets to the point where, you know, I have conversations, got friends, I just literally, I don't message, I just pick people up and ring them. Like, that's just who I am. You know, that's what I see as a good friend. You can just call me. I have no regard for where you are in your day or what you might be doing. If you answer, you're free. Same for me and my friends. But I realized that I was always, for this period of time, coming to the table with problems, with issues, things I wasn't happy with, things I was struggling with. And look, we all have lows and periods where things go so well. But I realized that at that point in my time, once I'd got through it, fortunately, my friends are good and were helpful and supportive. But I also had to realize that I was being a negative influence. I wasn't as positive. I wasn't as helpful. I wasn't being a multiplier. And I thought, cool, that's good to know. I'm predominantly, you know, a plus or a multiplier, I would say. As a friend, I'm generally good with ideas. I'm very supportive. You know, our mutual friend, who we're in the mastermind with, said, you know, you're one of the few people that if I called you in the middle of the night and said, would you be there? You would. I'd class you the same as that, Jamie. You know, we've got some friends who are just will be there no matter what. But I wasn't adding, I hate the term value because that's not how friendships are, but I wasn't adding the level of positivity that I normally would, and I was just being a drain. So I myself had to take stock, and I remember actually just taking a little bit of pause, getting my shit together, because I didn't want to lose those friendships. I didn't want to turn into a minus, and then someone's like, I'm just going to step back from Dan a little bit, because he's, you know, he's constantly X or Y. These are just small periods in my life, but we all have them. So just as well, if you yourself, if you're attacking people online, or you're getting triggered, or, you know, you're constantly complaining or attacking others for their choices, that's your right. That is the thing, is it's your right. But think, why are you doing that? What's presenting in your life? What are you not happy about? What's going wrong that you're lashing out at others? I don't know what that is. But what I've often found is when I've gone through these little funk periods, there's something that if I actually just slow down, sit down, journal, think, have a few conversations, like, oh yeah, that's probably why I'm being a bit of a prick. And I then, as if I fix that problem, I'm just a better person. So just because you are pond scum doesn't mean you have to stay as pond scum. You can become a lovely frog on a lily pad in time.
Yeah, and something I realized, if you spent the whole day interacting with every single person, every single person's an arsehole, consider that they're not the arsehole, you're the arsehole. And I've realized this a couple of times. I'm like, why is everyone a dick today? And it's like, because you're the dick. It's like,
yeah. Oh, you know, yeah. Like, you're a miserable fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, and I won't spoil one of my stories from my book, but it's I will a little bit because I do love it, and it's
I love that. I won't spoil this, but I will.
But I will, it's a story of an angry scorpion, and the scorpion's angry. Yeah, scorpion's angry because he's just
sorry. I don't know why that made me laugh so much.
And he goes up to this is actually a cactus, okay? So you get this in your head.
Sorry.
the cactus asks the scorpion what's wrong, and he's like, I'm so angry and I'm so frustrated, and I just want to go around stinging people so they know just how angry and frustrated I am, so then they can feel the pain that I feel every single day. And the whole metaphor of that is exactly why people don't get better, because they are angry. And they think that in order to be less angry, they need to project their anger onto people so they know how they feel. And they wonder why that doesn't fucking work. Because you're basically stinging yourself every single day. And life is very counterintuitive. If you're not in a good mood, if you are hating the world, you need to add to the world. You know, you need to, you know, it's amazing that when you feel hard done by, when you make other people feel good, you feel less hard done by, because what you're doing is very counterintuitive. You're not trying to take from the world, you're trying to give. And when you give to the world, you get.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I learned many, many years ago from an article back in 2013. And it was just basically...
That's a wonder. Do you know what? That's nice, mate. But it's true. Is. The more you give, the more good shit you get back. Every time... I mean, like, as I said, the stress of putting on an event is, you know, obviously there's people with way more stresses, you know, life, financial health, all this kind of stuff. It's self-imposed stress. And I think that's something we're going to talk about on a podcast soon. But it has been stressful. And there's been days where I've been like, fuck this. Or little things things that normally wouldn't piss me off have just properly got under my skin. And I want to go off on a fucking warpath. But I stop myself, and anytime I feel stressed or hard done by or anything like that at all, anything in life, if I whinge and moan, I feel better maybe in the moment, but nothing really changes, okay? One of the things I will consciously do is I will, you know, where I live in the city, there's lots of people who don't have fucking homes within short walking distance. I will go out, I will help someone, I will try and make someone's day, I will reach out to someone online who maybe wanted to work with me, couldn't afford to meet, and I will just do my very best to give freely, whether it be my time, money, resources, whatever, just help someone. And putting that energy into being a helpful, useful person and making someone else's day. Firstly, you forget about your own problems as well because you're too busy focusing on someone else's shit. Secondly, you just fucking feel good. And it's a real surefire quick hack to get your day back on track again. And if you are feeling a little bit funky or a little bit shitty listening to this, find someone in your life and go and fucking help them. Offer some time, offer some resources, some energy, give someone a hand, make someone's day. fuck it, just give someone a call, make them know you appreciate them, you value them, whatever, but do something to change your state and actually give a shit about someone else and their issues. You'll find yourself being less of a dickhead.
100%. And yeah, it's a massive game changer when you suddenly realize how good it feels and it is to help others, and how it's the most selfish, selfless thing you can do.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
So, ladies and gents, I really hope you enjoyed that sociopathic, kind of sociopathic thing. But here's the thing, ladies and gents. There's always going, no matter what you do, and this is a quote that I always say, is you can rescue an old lady from a burning building, but there'll always be someone out there that thinks you're a prick. And what it's about is not listening to it, understanding that it's perfectly normal. Hurt people. And actually, when you focus on actually being positive and being nice, people can't deal with it because they're expecting like for like. They're expecting fire for fire. And when you actually do respond with kindness and positivity, not only do you catch them off guard, but you get a lot more productive with your time, because the worst thing you can do is argue with strangers on the internet.
That, and some people are just dicks.
Some people are just dicks. Simple as. Ladies and gents, I really hope you enjoyed this episode of the Body and the Beast podcast. And if you did, share with us and let us know, because that means the world to us when we see.
Or just give us like just loads of money, just loads of jewels, cars. Like, I love watches. I'll have a helicopter. Like, if you really enjoyed this, like a boat, give me a boat. I mean, you don't ask, you don't get. I take gratitude in money, cars, boats, watches, any first class trips around the world, you know, anything like that. I mean, if you can't be asked, then, you know, say thank you or leave us a review or something like that. But, you know, personally, very expensive material things is the best way to show your gratitude.
Well, it's part of my post on the wall. It says, if you do not ask, the answer will always be no. So shoot for the stars.
Exactly.
Miss Meredith. Let's just hope you enjoy this episode. As always, I have been your body, Jamie Ullerton.
And I've been your beast, Dan Meredith. Take care.